You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey everybody, welcome into Value City Arena. It's time for a little basketball conversation at Letterman Row. This is a practice report that's brought to you by Byers Auto. I am Austin Ward. That is Spencer Holbrook getting set for Sunday night as some Big Ten action gets underway for Ohio State at Penn State. A pretty interesting first month of the season just to reset it. We spent a lot of time on football. We haven't been in this arena a whole lot yet, Spencer, but 5-2 and a huge win on Tuesday night over top-ranked Duke. That seems like a good way to get it set for what's coming in here and another interesting stretch starting with Penn State.
Yeah, and I can confirm the floor is still intact after all the fans rushed it. I wasn't sure if it was going to be able to make it, but it's still out there. It still looks pretty nice. But, yeah, I mean, after a heartbreaker against Florida, you lose at the buzzer, you come back, and you're kind of getting blown out at halftime. You're down by 13. A lot of turnovers, you're struggling from the free throw line, you can't get a lot of shots to fall. And to have that wave in the second half, and particularly in that last 7 minutes, you have got to feel good if you're Chris Holtman. Well, he doesn't feel well.
He doesn't feel good. Yeah. We'll get to that.
But you've got to feel good if you're Ryan Peden right now, if you're the starting five, all the guys on this roster, you've got to feel really nice about where you sit right now. But this is a different animal. I know you just played the number one team in the country. Now you have to transition to Big Ten play, and it's a whole different beast, even though it's a team that many don't consider one of the top teams in the Big Ten. Going on the road to Penn State's never easy.
Well, you know that Chris Holtman considers them one of his toughest challenges. If you look at his career, there's probably nobody in this league that's given him quite as much trouble when they probably shouldn't have as Penn State. And Jamari Wheeler brought that up in a press conference on Friday afternoon. Like, they know what they took away with, not one, not two, but three wins over Ohio State a few years back. So you go there, it's not an easy place to play, and it's a conference opponent. That's a big deal, and you brought it up. Chris Holtman doesn't feel well. So as Ohio State practices on Friday and gets ready to leave for that game on Sunday night, he's ill. He's not here. It is not COVID-related, but it's certainly a disruption. It's an interesting dynamic for Ohio State as they prepare for a game. They want to make the practice plan the same. They got Ryan Peden in charge. They know what the instructions are. It's not a serious long-term issue. And Ohio State, as you said, going through that practice right now. With Ryan Peden in charge, he's been around a long time. Chris Holtman is expected to be on the sideline on Sunday night. So not a huge disruption, but certainly not the most fun thing in the world, and probably a reflection of how COVID has changed things for coaches.
Yeah, exactly. And the biggest thing is Chris Holtman's not afraid to take a day off. A lot of times coaches would come in sick and just continue to lead practice. But if you're ill, there's no reason to come in and risk giving your entire team the flu, non-COVID related flu, and then you got guys on IVs and trying to get ready for a game when they're not healthy. And like you said, Chris Holtman has had trouble with this Penn State team, and so you don't want to go into a game down any guys. You don't want to go into a game with a different practice plan. And I think that's one of the keys here is Ryan Peden is so structured in what Chris Holtman wants to do. He knows exactly how these practices need to be run. Yes, this is a chance for him to see what it's like to be at the helm for at least one day, maybe a couple days, maybe a game if Chris Holtman's not feeling well. But at the same time, nothing's going to change in this building. Ohio State understands what its practice structure is. I mean, basketball is one of the most structured practices you could have for any sport. And so I think they're going to just continue to focus on what they do every day. I think you're going to see a focused Ohio State team come Sunday.
I think that it's an encouraging sign. You referenced this, Spencer, that for years and years and years, hey, I've never missed a game as a coach. I've never missed a practice. I go to work every single day. It's just the sniffles. That's changed. I think that might be one positive thing that, you want to preach toughness, but being sick isn't a sign of weakness. And I think that's, you look at that for Chris Holtman, that's a smart move for his team. You don't want to give any possibility, as you said, and you're traveling, you're together, you're in close quarters in a locker room, you're in these meeting rooms together. You can take a day off, and you know how to do this now with Zoom. We've all had to go through that and learn how. It's probably not a huge disruption because Ryan Peden has been around so long that he knows everything that will go into a practice. I don't think it'll be any sort of issue for Sunday night, but it's an interesting development nevertheless.
Yeah, and it's something that does just throw a wrench in there. When you when you want that guidance from the head coach and you turn around in practice after you miss a closeout or after you don't hustle to a rebound and you turn around and expect Chris Holtmann to be in, up in your face about it or however he likes to coach. We don't get to see practice, so you can't really tell how he coaches, but you expect that structure from that person. And even having something so small as a different person giving you that can throw things off. And so I think that's where the leadership of a guy like Jamari Wheeler, who hasn't been in the program for very long, but is, a seasoned veteran when it comes to Big Ten play. A guy like E.J. Liddell, who, has been in this program for a long time, Kyle Young, especially, there are guys that you can really lean on in times like this to say, Chris Holtmann might not be here, but we've still got guys that can lead this team, and we understand exactly what needs to be done to get ready for Penn State.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's nice that we can show what it's really like to be around these practices, that the buzzers still go, and we're going to find our own rhythm for what it's like to do these practice reports, because it's been a long time since we have for basketball.
Absolutely. It's like when we have Quinn Temple screaming behind us in football, only now there's a huge buzzer, and it's basketball.
Yeah. I don't know which one is louder, the buzzer or Quinn Temple. you brought up Jamari Wheeler. Obviously, this is a big homecoming of sorts for him. Played for 4 years there. You don't see this a lot. A four-year starter, four-year contributor for Penn State. He's got some big wins over Ohio State. He's obviously played in that building a lot of times. He wasn't sure what kind of reception he'd get on Sunday night. You know that he's going to go out and play really good defense for Ohio State, and he's happy to be here and embracing this opportunity. Going to be, he thinks, a little bit of mix of boos and a lot of support from friends and others that he knows there, family members. But that's always an interesting dynamic, and it's not just, as we talked about, transfer portal affecting football. This guy's go inside the league, inside the Big Ten, going back to a place he's played, I think, 137 games in his career.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, honestly, when you think about, the impact that he had on that program. And, he talked about how they were excited because they stole a championship from Ohio State.
Yeah.
And now a Big Ten championship pursuit for Ohio State starts back in that building that gave Chris Holtmann nightmares 2 years ago. And Jamari Wheeler was a big part of that. And
right.
So it's just an interesting dynamic, another layer. You don't expect a mid-December first conference game of the season to have a lot of intrigue.
Right.
It's just one of 20. But at the same time, with Chris Holtmann, his status, with Jamari Wheeler going back to Penn State, with all of the things surrounding this, Ohio State coming off a huge win against a number one team in the country, storming the floor and the celebration that ensued there, there are just so many layers of this game that make it intriguing, and you just wonder exactly how this team will respond on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that about all 20 Big Ten games that are on the schedule for Ohio State, but it's a nice one for them to start with. A lot of storylines as you go in on Sunday night. Also on Sunday, we'll be talking about where the football team is going for a bowl game. So we're going to keep providing coverage of both as we go along here, and basketball season ramps up and football winds down, probably with a Rose Bowl destination hanging in the balance. But we'll find all that out on Sunday night. A bowl destination and Ohio State basketball at Penn State. We'll have full coverage of that for you, as we always do at Letterman Row. That's Spencer Holbrook. I am Austin Ward. This has been the Practice Report, and it's brought to you by Byers Auto.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.